Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
That so happens to be, that's a vintage cut from 2011 in a town park in Whitman.
Oh, that was us live.
This was then known as pretending.
Wow.
Because you are no longer pretending.
We are no longer pretending.
And I might add, so that voice, that's Mike Joshua, that's Mikey G.
Hello.
And
good
oddly
evening.
Enough, and we didn't have the Mrs. voice in there because, oddly enough, I want to say it was a couple of years ago, I had Linda on for a fundraiser.
Correct.
So this is like a husband-wife thing. Like I've kind of completed the family circle here.
Now, did you shoot video that day?
I did. I was up.
You were on the bandstand.
Oh,
with
my
us.
God. And you know what? I got the video right here. I brought the video.
That's awesome.
And I thought I would get, and of course, Mike G on drums.
Yes, absolutely. And yes. we literally just played The Jetty Saturday night.
But you're now known by Pretendica.
Pretendica, correct.
What happened with it? Why the name change?
Because we also, besides covering The Pretenders, we also cover Elastica from the 90s. Uh-huh. They don't have a lot of songs, but they have a few, so we got cheeky and decided, let's call it Pretendica.
It was even fantastic, and I almost put this into our little playlist here. Mike G, This Is Your Life. We actually, I think you did a couple of songs. You did like a Zeppelin song. Really long time.
Yep, we used to do rock and roll.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. And Brendan Burchill.
Correct. Yep.
Is he still with you?
He's not with us, but he's still out there doing the DJ thing, I believe.
About thing, yeah.
So, that's funny because you said this goes back to 2011. I'm like, that song's much older than that.
And then
and then I'm like,
again,
oh,
you
wait,
were
it's us.
Pretenders tribute band.
On the Whitman bandstand, right?
That's right. It was during the summer concerts.
Right.
And it was crammed up there. Fat little camera guy up there.
It was hot.
Oh, my God, was it hot.
Hot.
But I got to say is Linda does a fantastic job transforming into
Chrissy Hines.
Chrissy Hines.
She
fantastic.
Does. She does.
She shows up in one aspect as Linda, and then she's Chrissy like
comes
that.
Back, and she's Chrissy. So, yeah, we just played the Jetty Saturday night. Good time. Hopefully we'll be back.
We have more little morsels, more little nuggets that we want to.
Ben, were you a part of this?
No, he hadn't. He had totally clueless in this. Again, we are speaking with Mike Joshua, host of Americanorama.
Yes,
I've been practicing that for 2 hours, so to say that, to heard here exclusively, 95.9 WATD. What got you into radio? What was your desire for radio? And you know what? How did you decide between, do I want to be a musician, because you are good at playing drums, or being that warm voice that folks listen to?
The warm voice won over. Really, radio, being a radio fan in the 70s, being like a rock and roll fan, and just being like, wow, man, being a DJ would be like so cool. And then entering a contest in high school, literally at WHCN in Hartford, had like the, you know, on Sunday night programming, they had the guest DJ, and I sent a letter in, you know, be like, I want to be a DJ. And they picked my letter, and I went in, and I literally still have that show on an 8-track tape. And I haven't listened to it in years because I think it's terrible. It's like, here's Judas Priest. Here's, you know, oh my God.
8-track or a cart?
It's an 8-track.
Okay.
It's a real 8-track. And I think I instructed my parents. I'm like, just hit this button when I go on. Record. Don't touch anything else. It's ready to go. And then I went to this, station on a Sunday night. And I was like, wow, this is like a job. And of course, it's like a part-timer on a Sunday night. And I said, how do you get to do this? And she's like, college radio. And that was it. I'm like, oh, okay, now I'm going to college. Now I know what I want to do. So my parents were thrilled in that respect. So literally just, I was doing college radio before I took my first class as a freshman.
At any point in time, was it not a fork in the road? You're going, I could be gigging and getting this much a week, Like, you'd be in the radio, and...
You know what happened? The DJing in clubs and stuff reared its ugly head. Mm. Its beautiful ugly head. So I started doing that, and that was much more, you know, one guy in charge, me, and not like, you know, four people, five people in a band, and, you know, the endless, you know, practicing, and then you change the band members, and then you change your name, and then you start over. And I mean, looking back, I do wish that I spent a little more time behind the drums, like in college, and that I just gave it a little bit more of a shot. But I just, the DJ thing kind of just took off, and here we are.
Wow. And you, guy behind the mic at FNX?
Yeah.
What were your jobs prior to FNX? Was that it?
No, actually, well, got to FNX because I had friends in Boston. So when I would visit, like, late 80s, early 90s, I'd be like, you know, Boston's great, and the radio stations are awesome, and this is really where I should be. And I kind of dropped the radio part for a while. I was doing a lot of club stuff, and I was like, you know what, I should have been doing radio this whole time, but now I'm going to jump back in, but I don't think I can do it in the Hartford market. Mm. I think I'm just going to go right to Boston and do it without knowing anybody or having any connections. But I was like, I'll figure it out. So literally moved to Boston with my girlfriend at the time, and then got my foot in the door at the Boston Phoenix. I was trying to get a job, actually a sales job, of all things. And which I really didn't want to do, but I had been working in nightclubs and booking bands and stuff like that. I'm like, I kind of know a little bit about booking bands and putting nights together, and maybe I could sell something. But I didn't get the gig, but the person I interviewed with, she was like, you know, was really close. We went with someone else that had more sales experience, but if, you know, if there's anything else you want to do, and I was like, FNX. And she's like, well, FNX is up in Lynn, and, you know, it's kind of a skeleton crew up there, and they're not really looking for anybody. And I was like, internship. And she's like, are you a student? And I said, I can be. And she was like, that's awesome. She's like, you show me you're taking a class somewhere, and I'll get you an internship at FNX. And that was it.
Showed initiative.
Got my foot in the door, and that, you know, and I knew how to edit. I knew how to cut tape. I knew how, you know, I had a little more skills.
Let me see your fingers. Do you still have fingers?
Because with
cutting tape,
grease pencil.
Oh,
back before the computers. Next thing I know, I think it was exactly 8 months since I walked in the door as an intern that I got my first air shift. And then there you go.
And that was your genre of music? What would you say your genre of music is? Because myself, I love music, but it's so eclectic. If I told you, like, no, sir. Yeah, I like that stuff. Yeah.
I mean, I'm all over on the show.
And
I'm,
you got kids, too, so it might expand even more.
Oh, I know a lot of the contemporary hits, that's for sure. I hear them blasting out of the bathroom when my daughter's showering. Yeah. I'm like, turn it down. No, I'm not that guy. I'm just thinking, my God, turn it down. I used to do that?
Just a little bit.
My three favorite bands are Pink Floyd, Wilco, and Guided by Voices.
Wow.
So there's a classic rocker, there's a 90s alt country band that's still around today, and Guided by Voices, little indie 90s band that I just saw Friday night at the Paradise. So, but I'm all over the place. I mean, I was a rock and roll guy, and then you know, college radio opened up my mind to a whole bunch of other stuff.
Sure.
It's a punk rock and new wave, and rode that for a while, then got to FNX, then it was just, you know, the full-on 90s, doing a lot of electronic stuff, a lot of club stuff, a lot of techno. I got into that for a while, so that's what led me to Americanorama.
You know, it's funny you should say that, if you will, Ben.
Uh-oh.
How do you characterize your music? Does it have a name?
Well, it's impossible, really, to put a label on it. You're only of the music, and all categories have to come from the outside. So someone else is going to have to say what our music is.
I'm just so excited to be here, friends. You just can't understand how excited I am to be here.
Play the record, okay?
Americanorama with Mike Joshua.
Please.
On 95.9 WATD.
Good evening. Bienvenue, and welcome to a snowy Monday edition of Americanorama. Our nightly musical journey of alt country, urban folk, some country rock, some roots, some bluegrass, maybe even some southern rock, followed by the Midnight Bong. Monday through Thursday night, 10 p.m. till 1 a.m. with me, Mikey G, on ATD. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tonight's edition of the Midnight Bong, an hour of Lou Reed. Lou's birthday was this past weekend, Saturday. He passed away in 2013. Velvet Underground leader, solo artist. He released some 20 solo albums. Lou Reed, tonight's Midnight Bong. But between now and then, of course, it's Americanorama. It's Monday night, starting off the new week, the new month of shows. I don't know about you, but my arms are aching from shoveling. There, I'll admit it. We had no snow at all, right, for like months, hardly anything. Then suddenly like three storms all close together. Plow guys are happy. My arms are not. But I'll get over it.
Thought I would share that. That was from March 4th, I believe.
Can we just run that tonight and I don't have to stay?
It's only a 40. It's only a 50-second segment.
It's not 3 hours. You don't have the whole thing?
You're definitely going to be a few hours and minutes short.
How did it come to be that you're here at WATD?
So after I left FNX to do some other things, but kept my foot in the door in radio, just doing various, you know, gigs here and there and voice work primarily. And I'd been looking to get back into it because I figured, you know, if I don't get back into it at some point, I'm going to, you know, just the technology is going to be way beyond me. So actually a friend that I used to work with at WFNX hit me one day, Facebook message, saying that ZLX was looking for part-timers. And once again, I'm proud to say I was the first tape that the guy got, because he got it about 3 hours after I got the Facebook message, because I know how those things work. I'm like, he's not going to sit down and listen to 17 tapes.
No.
This guy good? Yeah? Okay. I'm going to have him come in. And if it works out, you got the gig. So, and after talking with him for about 20 minutes, maybe, he was giving me a tour of CBS radio at that point. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I'm getting the tour, so I think maybe
I got the job.
Perhaps I have the job. Mm-hmm. This looks good. And yeah, so I took part-time air shifts at WZLX for about 3 years. Then iHeart purchased ZLX.
Radios, it's a very, you know, one fish swallows the next.
Yes, and with crazy. And with it, they just cut people and get rid of creativity. Correct. And bring in somebody from a different state, a different market, who's going to be your cluster manager. Mm-hmm. And they're going to start,
here, take this $10 and live on it for a week.
Right. Why do we have three people doing three jobs? Can't one person do three jobs and we can get rid of these two people and our bottom line looks better?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm not long for this place. But in the meantime, being a South Shore guy, I've known about ATD, and I've actually been on, and, you know, like, my wife has been on, okay, and we've done some stuff. I'd reach out occasionally to John Shea and be like, hey,
Almost Famous.
Hey, we're doing a benefit, or we're doing a fundraiser, is any way? And of course, always, you know, very accommodating. And I'm like, man, I would love to, you know, get in there somehow. Same idea. I think, how can I get in there? And had, you know, been trying for a little bit, and finally had a meeting with Ed Perry.
Oh, lucky you.
And
did he take you to the Ming, or it was just...
He didn't, but somebody said that. Someone said, you might end up at the Ming, and I was like, oh, a meeting with drinks.
Yes.
Oh, that's my kind of meeting. We'll get something done. But no, sadly, it was right here. Mm-hmm. And he said he had an hour. He said, I got an hour on Tuesday nights. And I was like, all right, an hour a week?
I'll do something with that.
I'll do something.
It's a stat. The intro takes 15 minutes.
That's right. Well, I didn't have the intro then. I don't think I did.
No, but we had another 10 to 15 minutes to kill before that when you started.
And I'm like, you know what? I'll take the hour. And I've been listening, you know, my own time off the air to the alt-country, you know, Wilco, Band of Horses, The Band, Dylan, My Morning Jacket, and he goes on and on and on. The kind of stuff that I like. I like a little of the older country stuff, you know, the Johnny Cash, the Merle Haggard and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I could do an hour a week on that, and I'll call it Americanorama. It'll be fun. I'll give me the hour.
And you get a mask on. I'm glad you didn't bring him in, because we just cleaned the place up from last Thursday night. It's crazy.
Roger the Buffalo.
Roger the Buffalo.
So, I took the hour and figured, you know, I gotta, you know, just because I've been other places doesn't mean anybody here knows, you know, if I'm a pro or reliable or any of that stuff. So I'm like, gotta come in, take the hour, do the show, and maybe things will work out. And then as of September 5th of 2018, I went 4 nights a week, from 1 hour to 12 hours a week.
It got bigger.
It got bigger.
Wait, there's more.
Uh-oh.
That's fantastic. You know, and what's even better, I like that there's a specialty part that's built into your 4 hour show. Ben, behind curtain number three, if you will. Cut four.
And now, our feature presentation.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience.
My God, this is coming through the air.
I feel a groove coming on.
Yeah.
Let's rock.
Yeah.
Rock.
Your fate will be decided tonight, one way or the other. Your life will be changed forever.
Tonight's edition of the Midnight Bomb. Shall we begin?
Yes, we shall. And tonight's edition of The Bong, a rock and roll rumble midnight bong with Boston Emission's own Angel Wood. Angel, welcome officially to the microphone.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me. I brought my own.
Where'd you come up with the concept of that for your show?
So we actually did it in college radio. We had an hour at midnight called the Midnight Bong. And if you had that show, if you had that midnight to one slot, I think the show was like 9 to 1 was the prime time slot, you got to program your own midnight hour. That was part of your, you know, you're only on once a week college radio, but you got to program the bong.
Wow.
Which could be, you know, depending on who was on, depending on what you could have been, the Grateful Dead, could have been the Sex Pistols, could have been just about anything. So I took that concept to be like, well, you know, I'm gonna do 2 hours of Americana, and then I gotta go somewhere else. But what's it going to be? I'm like, well, it should be just about anything. So I'm like, I'm going to bring the Midnight Bong back.
Very nice.
So now I play, could be anything, could be celebrating a birthday, commemorating music history, or just an hour just for the heck of it.
You ever take ideas from listeners? You ever have listeners go, you should go bong about this?
Sure. Actually, someone just, I think a week or two ago, came up with a whole very in-deep concept. I'm like, wow. I'm like, you've been thinking about that? He's like, yeah, I have. I'm like, all right, let me think a little more about that. I got to get all that music together.
Yeah.
That's the big part. But
yeah.
But no, it's fun. It's I think people see me and they go, hey, what's the bong tonight? It's just like the natural. My wife, as you know, before she like heads off to work, she's like, what's the bong tonight?
See, because it's a niche. That's fantastic.
Because it could be literally anything.
Smoke it if you got it.
That's,
I think it's fantastic. Oh, I do. It's a great concept. And, of course, you Boston Emissions, that was a fantastic with Angel Wood.
I've had Chachi from Breakfast with the Beatles, who's worked at BCN forever, ZLX as well.
Kind of an intercom guy, no? Intercom, am I thinking?
No. No, Chachi was CBS.
CBS. CBS.
Yep.
Still, I stand corrected. It's almost like saying Marvel and DC. You just don't do that.
You just don't
do that.
People will know the difference.
Wait, Iron Man is DC, right? No, I just did that.
Right. I don't know. You got me on that one.
The geek in me did that. But no, these are fantastic. And I've been dying to sit down and chat with you. I think I bumped into you at a... I
saw you somewhere.
Pembroke Day, I think, last year.
Yep.
It was October, and for some reason, you were called off the bench. They needed a professional to come in and entertain the folks.
And do things.
Yep.
I love Peter Brown over there at Pembroke Chamber of Commerce.
Yep. Tiny and Sons Glass.
Called me in for services, and I'm still out and about doing a bunch of that stuff as well. So
when you're not getting in trouble here at the radio station, you're not playing in a band, you're also an executive director. You got one head, so many hats.
Right.
You're the executive director for Plymouth Rocks. That's R-O-C-K-S for the folks who are baseball fans, the Brockton Rocks.
Right.
What is Plymouth Rocks?
So I started a nonprofit a couple years ago. Last year was our first official year because, as I realized, being like, oh, I'm going to start a nonprofit. A lot of paperwork. A lot of boxes to check off. A lot of things to do that almost makes you go, I don't want to do this. But I got so far along, I'm like, well, now I'm going to do it, darn it. Basically, we want to pull off music events, also film events at some point, and share proceeds with school music programs.
Very nice.
So our first big one was last October. We had a show at Memorial Hall. We had a kid show during the day and a Halloween show at night. And then the next week, I brought a check to the Plymouth school system, and they started a scholarship for kids that can't afford private music lessons. So even now, as we're speaking, there's kids in the school system that got some of this money that they, you know, they want to play trumpet more, they want to play drums more, but in this big, you know, 8, 10, 12 kids, however many kids are taking lessons, they're starting to fall behind. They're, you know, might be feeling a little weird, like, oh, I think I'm going to quit, but I kind of like it. They need that one-on-one, so our scholarship helps them do that.
That's fantastic. That really is. And I got to say, I love the design. Now, who designed your shirt?
Is that
a Paul McCartney bass? I don't know. I mean,
there's six.
It's a guitar. It's fantastic.
This is Nicole Anguish. Designed this, and basically she's at Day Camp Creative in Boston.
Fantastic.
I basically said, I'm like, I don't know, like the Mayflower's a guitar. And then I walked away.
And of course, the sales are film strips?
Or film strips, right? Because I'm like, let's do... Because I would love to do a music and film festival a la South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, where they just, you know, 1 week is film, 1 week is music. I'd love to do just like a weekend that's film and music like all together. Show like music documentaries and then have rock and roll shows and get the kids involved somehow. But, you know, these things take time. They take some sponsorship bucks if anyone's listening out there and you'd like to help out with the endeavor. We're excited. We're growing, and we have another show
coming up in September.
September 14th with the Imagination Movers. They were it's a kids show that used to be on the Disney Channel. So a lot of people know Imagination Movers. That's who we had last fall. It was a big success, and this year we're bringing them back because they did so well, and we're hoping to make it even bigger. So it's a great way for us to raise money. So the proceeds help go to Plymouth Rocks and what we're doing there with the scholarships for the kids. And it's also just a fun couple hours out with the family.
Is it thought to expand beyond, you know, is it just simply Plymouth and the Plymouth School District that you're looking to give these monies to? Or is there another step beyond this where maybe you'll pick other communities on the South Shore?
Absolutely. My kids go to Silver Lake. So I would love to, you know, incorporate there. Sometimes people say, like, wait, aren't your kids in Silver Lake? Like, what? I'm like, hey, Plymouth is awesome. It's happening. My band plays down there. I'm like,
America's hometown.
I'm like, that's the spot, you know, to be. I'm like, but yeah, I would love to see it get it to the point where it's, you know, we're like, you know, the music drives us, where we have a lot of money and we get to, you know, pick a bunch of places, a bunch of kids to help out. That would be the goal.
And you're having this benefits September 14th, Saturday, September 14th.
Saturday, September 14th.
Plymouth Memorial Hall.
Correct. 2 o'clock matinee.
What do you think of the hall? Do you like it?
I like the hall.
Well, being on stage or being up on one of the seats? Because let me tell you, I saw America there a couple months ago.
People must have been much smaller. Right? It's like going to see the Red Sox.
Yes.
And you're like, I bet in 1930, this seat was pretty happening. Right now, it's like this rickety little tinderbox.
Yeah, you can't be around fellow like me trying to sit in one of those seats, because I'm kind of basically, I'm encroaching on my missus. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm not fully fitting into this seat.
Well, that's why I think the floor seats are key at Memorial Hall.
But it is a fantastic venue.
It is. It's a great room. They've got the sound down awesomely. There's a bunch of great people that go in and work on that stuff. And people can get tickets at PlymouthRocksEvents.org. That's our website to check us out anyway, see what we're all about. But that's how you get your tickets as well, PlymouthRocksEvents.org.
What if we have a corporate sponsor or a set of corporate sponsors out there that are looking for an organization like yours? Is that the same way for them to be able to donate or find out more about you?
Yep, I would say go to the website. You can send an email through the website to get in touch with me. Obviously, you could call me here at WATD at night during my Americanorama show. But yeah, if you'd like to get in front of, we're hoping to get like 600 kids and parents in the building. If not more, we can certainly get more as well, but that's kind of what we're shooting for. So if you have a business that, you'd like to get in front of that many prospective little clients, let us know. Again, it's all for a good cause, and any cost that we can defray just means we can give more to the schools.
Right, and again, Disney's Emmy Award-winning band, the imagination movers.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
I mean,
they run all around the Memorial Hall. They're not just on the stage. Their bass player, last show, I'll be surprised if he didn't high five just about every kid that was in there. He was barely on stage. He was just running. He'd play, run around, high five kids. Kids are like going crazy. I'm like, these guys are awesome. And we're coming, and they're coming back.
Bring them back. If folks want to find out more about your show or they want to get involved with Americanorama, how can they do that?
They can listen tonight, 10 o'clock.
Oh, my God, he's on tonight.
10 to 1. Yeah, I'm staying here. I'm going to be digging through the vinyl vaults after I get off.
How cool is that?
It's amazing.
You have any idea? I would want to get data on how many yard sales Uncle Eddie went to compile all of those records.
No, because I can go through and be like, I'm like, I want to do a Stevie Wonder bong, and I'll go back there, and there's 22 Stevie Wonder albums. I'm like, I'm all set.
And only two repeats?
And right. And only seven are the same. No, but it's great. It's a real radio station. Believe me, at the iHearts of the world, there's no CDs, there's no vinyl, there's no posters. There's no personal items allowed on desks.
No cart machines either.
there's like no.
Although there is anything. A reel-to-reel in the next room. If you want to go cut some tape.
I'm ready to cut some tape.
Yeah. Mike, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It was a fun segment. Love to have you come back.
Yeah.
And maybe just talk music.
Sure.
Because we didn't really do that. We just talked about you.
Right. Just how I like it.
And that was pretty cool. But I want to talk music. I love music as well.
Let's do it again. You let me know and... I'm here.
Excellent. Let's play one final cut. Let's put a cherry on top of this, if you will, Ben. Uh-oh. You have been listening to Monday Night Talk, and we want to thank Mike Joshua for joining us. Be sure to tune in at 10 o'clock. What's the bong tonight?
Tonight, Billy Joel.
See that? I did it. Did you see? I asked him what the bong was.
See?
I love Billy Joel.
Because
coming to Fenway Park, isn't
he? People want to know.
Yeah, that's right.
I think he is.
Yeah.
He should be. He always plays.
Tune in at 10, but if you will, Ben, play us out. Till next week at 6:15 p.m. Have a great evening.